No other state in the nation has as many congressional districts as California. And in no other place do Democrats think they can flip more of those seats in a year that they're hoping to retake the House. 3 weeks ago, Republican Congressman Daryl Issa announced he would not run for re-election in his North San Diego and South Orange County district. He barely won there in 2016. But some party activists say Democrats may be fielding too many candidates. KCRW's Jenny Hamill is following the fight for the 49th district. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Steve.
So last time we talked about Daryl Issa, liberal activists were doing this victory lap. Everyone was celebrating. What are they doing now?
Yeah. So just 3 weeks ago, these grassroots organizers and constituents were literally dancing and singing in front of his building when he announced he was retiring. They very much saw themselves as being a part of why he made the announcement that he wouldn't rerun. So they all joined kind of a greater collective called Flip the 49th. But they now have a problem on their hands because the candidate pool has kind of become a circus.
A circus. All right. So what do you mean by circus? What's the Democratic side look like right now?
Okay, so there is a handful, five candidates on the Democratic side. So you've got the big names, Colonel Douglas Applegate, who lost to Issa by only 1,600 votes in 2016. That was the narrowest margin of any congressional race in the country. And then you've got another big name. His name is Michael Levin. He is an environmental lawyer, has a lot of money in the bank. And then there's this new candidate who just jumped in the race kind of late in mid-November. She's 28 years old. Her name is Sarah Jacobs. Mm-hmm. So Jacobs, lots of name recognition in San Diego. Her grandfather, Irwin Jacobs, started the big telecom company Qualcomm, Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego. Yeah. She also worked for the Hillary Clinton campaign, the State Department, and has the backing of Emily's List. And then there's two other Democratic candidates as well. But having all of these people running, yeah, it's a bit of a problem.
All right. So why is it a problem? I mean, you would think if there are a lot of Democrats running, there's a lot of interest in the race, that the Democrats believe that they can flip this district. Can't they?
Well, you would think that, Steve, but here in California, we have a thing called the jungle primary system.
Okay.
So it means that the top two vote-getters, irrespective of party affiliation, will move on to November, the general election. So what I'm hearing from people in Issa's district is they are concerned that essentially the Democratic candidates are forming a circular firing squad, that all of these candidates are going to sap a section of the votes, and then the worst case scenario is going to happen, and you've got two Republicans moving on to November. So what I'm hearing right now is there's some infighting going on. There's a lot of public and private Facebook groups where people are making comments, and you've got some people that are part of this greater cause, Flip the 49th, upset that there are new candidates in the race saying, hey, you're going to ruin it for all of us. I spoke to a woman named Tara Lawson-Reamer. She's a chair of Flip the 49th. I posed that question to her, and here's what she said.
There are schisms, and it's troubling. And one of the main missions of Flip is to be that unifying force, is to remind everyone and keep everyone on track that we're there to flip the 49th, and we will back and enthusiastically support whoever the candidate is and whoever the nominee is on the Democratic side.
So activists like her are saying over the next month, because remember, we only have about 4 months until the primary. So activists like her are saying over the next month, they're going to have to use opinion research, talk to voters, and find out which Democratic candidate is most viable and who can stack up against who the strong Republican candidates are and make some moves in that direction. You got to remember that this district, you know, it kind of, it's the home of Camp Pendleton, so you've got a huge military presence, but it also has a growing Latino contingent. But the district also rounds down the coast to La Jolla, so you've got a lot of white affluent families who vote Republican economically but don't like Trump's rhetoric and the cultural things that he stands for.
It also is a district that went for Hillary Clinton in 2016.
That's right, by 7 points.
By 7 points. What about on the Republican side? Because we talk about the Democrats that are in this race, five of them. There are also five Republicans.
Yeah, so that's interesting because recently, there were no Republican candidates except for Issa. Once he announced his retirement, we've got five Republicans that are in the race. And the one that activists are most fearful of, at least that's what they're telling me, is Assemblyman Rocky Chavez. He was a Marine colonel. He's Latino. He is seen as a moderate. He voted to extend cap and trade, which wasn't popular amongst Republicans. He is not a supporter of offshore drilling, and he is representing a threat. There's also Diane Harkey, who represents the area as an elected member of the State Board of Equalization, former assemblywoman. Those two are seen as some of the biggest contenders, but again, there are three others in the race.
KCRW's Jenny Hamill, who, by the way, hails from that part of the state, so she knows a lot about San Diego County and South Orange County as well. And she's also going to be following the 49th. We're going to keep tabs on other races as well, but you're going to be on the 49th year.
That's right.
All right. Jenny Hamill, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Steve.